WeTheCan.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Doris about her clay-type garden. You know, Doris, there is a company that's based in California, and the name of the company is called Soil Logic, S-O-I-L-L-O-G-I-C. And they sell a product called liquid gypsum. And this is a product that you would spray on your clay soils. And what it does is it coats the individual particles of clay with this gypsum. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock that's the walls of your house on the inside. And the gypsum will coat the particles of clay, preventing them from sticking together. And it will improve the drainage of your soil tremendously. So I think if you could try that, it will help you a great deal.
Well, I know originally when we started working on the garden, we brought in truckloads of manure, and we did put gypsum in to break up the molecular bond that clay has. And so, over the years, we've done lots of different things, and we have had some years that we had real heavy rains, and it was such a blessing to watch that water run off into the trenches rather than drowning the garden. And so the hills were fun, and it did add interest when the snow would sprinkle across it, but it did seem to protect the plants that were up on top. And also in the summertime, when you're watering, the clay tends to compact back down again, and putting a little soaker hose instead of running the water down the garden, which compacted the dirt again, putting a soaker hose across just right with the plants, even burying it in the ground with the roots, you could turn the water on a really hot days and just let it water for a couple of minutes, and it's all the plants needed, and it really conserved a lot of water, more so than having grass or other plants growing. And then there's this last year, I tried one more experiment. They have this moisture granules that you can buy now in your garden.
Yes.
And it's like what they have in baby diapers. So all those moms out there could probably take their baby diapers out and soak them. But by just running one of those packages down a 50-foot row of my I tried it with my Swiss chard, and I was only watering once a week, and they never bolted. And even though we have hot summers out here, they never went to seed, which is normal for my Swiss chard. I'd have to cut them down, and they'd grow back. But,
sure.
So that was a neat thing for in the summertime when you don't have as much rain and you're trying to conserve water. And so I was really impressed, because I had another row of other things right next to it, and it didn't do nearly as well. But we have friends that have springs. They get so much water in the mountains there, and they have apple orchards. And by putting trenches across through their orchard, it would allow a place for the water to run off too, and it would lower the groundwater. You know, so trenches. If they have any, you know, people that have problems with clay, if they have any hillside or where the water can run off to at all, just by taking your hoe and starting a little trench for it to run off out of your garden, it will follow that and make its own little trench. We had to do that one year. We had El Nino out here when we were building a barn, and our trenches to put in our footings had to be dry for them to prove the pouring of them, and we had to drain those things out three times before we finally got our approval to go ahead and pour. And so the kids would get out there with their little hoe and just start a little trickle of water from where the water would pool up, and then eventually it would just run off.
And that way you plant on top of the mound so that the roots are further up and the water is in the bottom of your trench, and it works a heck of a lot better. The other thing that happens too, and you were saying by using this soaker hose, a soaker hose puts the water right where you want it. There's no evaporation from the water being put into the air with a sprinkler, and if you put the sprinkler on when the sun's out, some of it's going to evaporate from the sunshine. But the main thing that you are creating by you using this kind of a drip type of irrigation, you're preventing moisture from building up on the foliage, which discourages insects from visiting that plant because the leaves are dry. But the main thing is it discourages diseases like powdery mildew and downy mildew and your major diseases during hot, humid times of the year from being as aggressive. So by putting the water right on the soil, not making it airborne, not getting the leaves wet, it really does help your garden a great deal. And you're right, by creating these little, almost like a farmer, when he turns his fields, he'll have a trench between each row where the plow blade went in, and he plants on top of there. You have more sunshine, and you can get into the ground earlier, and if you have a wet year, things do grow a lot better. Doris, you've had some great ideas. I really appreciate all of your help.
There's one other thing that having the soaker hose in, when you have clay, you tend to get your plants at the top of the water hill seem to do fine, and then by the end of the row, everything's dying. But with the soaker hose, I had a 50-foot row with just a couple of minutes of watering in the morning that was all survived, and they all did really well. So it carried the water on down to the ones that wouldn't have maybe gotten it at the end, or where the water had compacted the dirt so hard that it couldn't penetrate the ground. And so the soaker hose was wonderful, and it's like a little living stream in your garden. And I've even filled up little troughs and let the water soak out that way, and it seemed to work as well. One more thing, someone was talking about pine trees. My sister lives up in the mountains where they had all the beetle kill, and she tried several different things to try to protect her trees, and the soaking deep didn't work, and fertilizing deep didn't work. The only trees that survived were the ones that she let the gray water from her laundry run out, and she said she could see bubbles coming up through the top of her tree. And normally they don't want you running gray water out on the ground, but so she didn't tell anybody. But soap, you know, took away, allowed the water to penetrate the tree and kill whatever bugs were in it. And those were the only trees that survived. So I don't know what the rules are exactly, or if there's some kind of soap we can use that would allow us to do that. But I just wanted to pass that on to anybody that might be experiencing that. And those bubbles coming out when we had the drought and the water level dropped in the trees, it allowed the beetles to go up and to penetrate the trees. The beetles are always there, but it allowed them to go in and then break up the cambium layer and then kill the trees. From she had a huge 4 foot wide ponderosa pine that had been there probably 400 years, and it from July the 4th to August was all it took for those beetles to kill that tree. And it starts from the top and came down. But it doesn't sound like you guys are lacking any water back there. But
no.
But maybe that trench around your yard would let the water drain away.
Terrific.
Doris, I enjoy
thank
your
you
garden
so much.
Program so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you get a chance, go to the website, Doris. It's paulparent.com. And if you give us your email address, we'll see that you get a free email newsletter every single week, and there'll be all kinds of really useful information. And as always, there's a place there for you to give us some recommendations of information that you'd like us to put on there, too. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Nancy on the line, who's calling about a rodent problem.
Okay. Nancy, good morning. Tell me
good
what's
morning.
Happening. We'll try and help you out.
Good morning, Paul. One of your faithful listeners. I was visiting my daughter in Massachusetts last week, and she's been fighting this problem. In the rodents, I think it's squirrels that seem to get in her garage and up into the attic area. And she's having an awful time. And I know that one time you had said something about an oil that you buy. I can't remember what the name of it was. And is there anything that she can do to prevent this from happening?
Sure. Nancy, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you the information that you're looking for. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Good morning and welcome back. We are talking with Nancy, and Nancy was telling us that they're having problems with some squirrels getting into the attic of the garage. Nancy, there's a product called Mouse Magic, and Mouse Magic you can buy at garden centers, feed and grain stores, stores like Agway or Paris Farmers Union. And when you open up the box, it's like a plastic bag that you rip open, and in the bag are a series, it looks like a giant tea bag. And it smells of peppermint and spearmint, very, very, very strong. And I use this in my tool shed. In the fall of the year, I clean it all out, sweep it, put all the patio furniture and the power equipment and all that stuff in it. And then I throw these Mouse Magic pillows in there. I close the doors. And the first year I went back in like 3 days later and my eyes were absolutely watering because it was so strong. And the mice and the squirrels do not go into that tool shed. So you tell her to get a couple of these packages, throw it in the attic of the garage, and as long as she can keep the garage doors closed so that the smell will stay in the garage, it will drive them out and they will not come back. And it works very, very good. But it's made by Bonide.
Bonide.
It's made by Bonide, and it's called Mouse Magic. It's not a poison. And I have four dogs that run around the backyard, and I don't want them going into my tool shed if I forget to close the door and eating something like Decon. So by using the Mouse Magic, if they do chew on it, it's not going to hurt them. And it's very safe, and it works. Okay?
One question that I have an arborvitae here, several of them, mm-hmm. in my yard. Do I feed those during the winter months?
No. What you want to do now is wait until April, and then in April, if you can get some Holly Tone fertilizer, you put a handful for every 3 feet of height.
Okay.
One handful for every 3 feet, and that should take care of it for the rest of the year.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend, Nancy.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Chris on the line calling about a butterfly bush.
Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I have a butterfly bush probably 12 to 15 feet tall, fairly near the house. I've been pruning it to keep it away from the house, to keep animals and such from jumping on. But I was wondering when I could prune it and the best time and how much I should prune it back.
Okay. I would prefer, Chris, that you wait until spring. The reason is the butterfly bush has gone dormant. And if we have a winter that's really windy, where you made the cut, it's going to dehydrate that branch. But in March, you could take that 12-foot-tall butterfly bush and cut it to 6 foot if you want.
Okay.
And it will grow another 6 feet during the year. My younger brother had a beautiful butterfly bush that like you, grew up to be 10, 12, 15 feet tall. And every year he would cut it back to about 6 foot, and it was absolutely beautiful. So, but you don't want to prune in the fall, always in the springtime.
Excellent. And quickly, Paul, I have a peach tree, and the same thing with that in the spring?
Yes. All of your fruits, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, if you can prune those. I mean, if you get a nice day in February where it's going to be, like 40 degrees, you could go outside where it isn't too cold for you to work, and you could prune that peach tree, give it a nice shape. You know, any branches that are broken with snow or have maybe died off here and there, you could clean it all up. And that would be the perfect time. I was always amazed when I was in college, we used to go to the orchard at UMass, and the maintenance people were out there with chainsaws, and that's when they pruned all of their fruit trees, and that's how the commercial orchards do it. It's pruned in the early spring, late February, and during March, before the saps begin to flow. Coming up at 9:30, our oldest listener. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOH.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, It was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The Packlight has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a Packlight. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Christmas season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for a Christmas tree. Order your tree from FreshChristmasTree.com, and it will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Unlike other Christmas tree stores, these trees are raised on a family farm and fresh cut prior to shipping. From fragrant firs to hardy spruce, you can find the perfect Christmas tree at FreshChristmasTree.com. It will deliver anywhere. Make sure you check out their other Christmas products, including Adopt a Tree program. You can watch your own Christmas tree grow for only $25 per year. Order your Christmas tree online at FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001. Place your order soon because they sold out last 3 years. Mention you heard this on the radio, and they will throw in a free Christmas tree ornament with every Christmas tree order. Visit FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001 today. Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's a beautiful day. Because today we're making a call. We're going to surprise one of our listeners. Jared just called her, and she doesn't believe him. But this listener, her name is Edna Custance, and she celebrated her 100th birthday on November 10th. And she, from her relatives calling me, they said that on Sunday morning, she doesn't want to be bothered with anybody on the phone until the radio show is over. So I thought I would give Edna, my good friend, a call this morning to wish her a happy 100th birthday. Edna, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I just love you.
Well, how does it...
this morning, per usual... And I always hear something new.
I have been told, Edna, that you still grow plants from seeds. Is that true?
Yes, I do. I start tomatoes, eggplant, even squash plants, and my kids put them in the garden for me.
Wow.
And that's the extent of my gardening, but I love to get things going.
Well, I am so excited.
Care of them.
I am so excited to talk to you. I was telling Jared this morning that we've been doing a radio show for 25 years, and you've been listening for 25 years, and we had to call out this morning and say happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Paul, so much, and I'll continue listening.
Thank you. And you have a great birthday now.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. That was Edna Constance, and she is my oldest listener. She started listening when the show started back 25 years ago. We were just on one radio station in Boston, WRKO, and she started listening then. And she now is 100 years old. She's, as you heard her say, she starts her seedlings inside the house. And her nieces and nephews and kids will come over and plant the garden for her. She's now the supervisor. And hopefully we'll all be able to have that much energy and that much love for the gardening. So we thought we'd share that with you. Jared, thank you for getting things set up for us.
No problem. That was
Let's
wonderful.
Go. Isn't she a neat lady?
That was great.
And she sounds good for 100. I mean, if I can sound that good halfway there, I'll be thrilled.
I agree.
Jared, who do we have up next?
Okay, next up we have Paul on the line, who's calling about trimming a cypress and also about bees.
Okay. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, I heard your reply to somebody you asked your question of cutting the tops off some bushes, and you told her she could cut 2 or 3 feet. I have some Leland cypress that I planted, and I never thought that they would grow so fast. And they're about 8 feet tall, and I'd like to take 2 feet off, and I'd like to know if I can do it, and when should I do it?
You can do it, but I would wait until springtime. Leland cypress will get up to be 15 feet or more.
Yeah.
So, but if you want to keep them at like 6 feet, as long as you prune them every single spring, you can keep them at 6 feet tall. And what's going to happen by you pruning the top of the tree off, they're going to start to get wider. So
yes,
if you want to control, the width, you can prune the sides as well as the top. But the best time is in the spring.
Yes, I will wait till spring. I've done the sides, and I'll wait till spring. The other comment I had was I heard your response about using some spray to get rid of a beehive. And I've had the problem here in my shed, and I wait till it's dark, and then I use a hose, and I destroy the nest, and the bees, of course, are start moving around. But after the next day, when they sort of come back, I use a little spray in and around on the wood of the shed, not on the bees, and they seem to relocate.
Yeah,
so they don't unless you're not concerned with the loss of the bees.
Yeah, the woman that called, she had yellow jackets, and that's yellow jackets are not something that you want to have inside your tool shed. They're not.
Well, I'm sorry,
the nicest
I had
insect
yellow jackets too. But
yeah,
I mean they didn't come back.
And yeah. If you can knock down the nests and then put like a hornet and wasp spray on the wood where the nest was attached, then they will not go to that site again.
Right, that's what I did. So anyhow, thank you very much. A very interesting show, and I wish you a lot of luck. That was a great thing you did with that 100-year-old lady.
Isn't she a neat lady?
Yeah, that's terrific.
Love people like that.
You made her day. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. And if you'd like to get more information, I know some of you can't always listen to the radio show for the whole 4 hours, but if you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, you can listen to the show during the week. It will, there's a little box that will come up and it will say iPod or podcasting. And if you click on podcasting, you can listen. We have shows dated all the way back until September. I think even some in August. And you just click on those and you can hear the old shows. Or if you're going to 7 o'clock mass and you're going to miss the show from 7 until 8, when the show is over, you can go to the website and you can listen to it. You can also sign up for our email newsletter. And that's going to be coming out Thanksgiving week. And we're going to have 3, 4, 5 stories every single week of things that you should be doing in your garden. We'll talk about specific plants and how to take care of them. And then we're going to have a recipe, and we're going to have a trivia contest, and we're going to ask for some of you to give us some input on what you would like in the newsletter. So sign up for it. Go to paulparent.com. Click on to when the front page comes up, it's at the very bottom. It just says sign up for the newsletter, and you put your email address, hit submit, and you'll be receiving it shortly. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Danny on the line, who's got a question about a plant protector.
Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you? It was a nice thing
good
you did
yourself.
For that. I'm doing okay. Nice thing you did for that lady.
Thank you.
Anyways, about a month ago, you had this lady on, this person on about this plant protector system that she has.
Yes.
And I couldn't find it on your website, so I was wondering if you could tell me how I could inquire about that. I grow tropical plants. I grow some specifically for indoors, some that I bring outdoors in the summer as well, and then some that I leave in the ground, banana trees and some cold hardy palm trees. And I have a crude method of how to overwinter them, but if any water gets inside at all, then the crowns, they freeze them and the plant can die. So trying to come up with a better system, but I was wondering if her system might be a little better.
Well, her system was more of a canvas-type bag that you put over it, and it prevented the wind from penetrating, and it also kept the moisture.
Sure.
That's
what I do. I cage them, and I burlap them, and then I fill them up with oak and pine needles to protect the crowns from freezing and also the ground underneath, try to keep that from freezing also. So, I mean, it's worked for me,
yeah.
But sometimes my little roof that I put over sometimes allows a little drop or two water in there, and then if we get a hot and cold situation, you know, the crowns, palm trees can take the, some palm trees can take the cold, but they can't, if the crown freezes, they get a fungus, you know, so.
Right. Well, go to my website. Go to paulparent.com. Click on the top where it says sponsors. And then scroll down, and the name of the company that makes this thing is called Sunstick.
Okay.
The Sunstick.
Yep.
And click on Sunstick, and there'll be a phone number on her website, and you can give her a call tomorrow.
Sure. The other question I had is this wet and forget that you you talk about all the time. I remember you saying that after November 1st, you're not supposed to use it. Is that true? Or?
It's a product that works with moisture and temperature. But when you start to get temperatures that are going to be 20 degrees and, you know, the teens, it's not going to work as good.
I see.
They recommend your application rate starts March 1st till November 1st.
Okay. And I have a 3-gallon sprayer, and then I did see one on sale, well, it was for sale, but it was a 3-gallon you know, container that they sell it in, and it said one part to three parts. So if I have a 3-gallon sprayer, what would be the appropriate amount of wet and forget I apply, you know, to you know, well, I guess you mix it with water?
So you're gonna mix the wet and forget with water, and I don't remember what the exact mixture is, but if it's 3 parts water to 1 part wet and forget, then you would need 3 gallons of water to 1 gallon of wet and forget.
So in
your case, you have a 3-gallon. You can't put 4 gallons in there.
No.
So what I would do is I would put 1/2 gallon of wet and forget and 1.5 gallons of water.
Right.
That will give you 2, and then do the same thing again.
Sure. Okay. And the only other thing I have is the Connor lilies. I had cut the foliage off, and is that something I can, if I protect those, like I protect my palms with some heavy layers of mulch and so forth, can I leave those canna lilies in the ground, or do I have to dig them up, or just buy new ones in the spring?
In New England, the canna lily really needs to be dug up and brought into the basement for the winter.
Okay.
When I lived in Massachusetts, I lived south of Boston. A couple of years, I forgot them in the garden, and they never really survived.
I see.
One year, I planted them up against the house where I knew it was a southern exposure, and it would stay nice and warm, and even there, it did not survive the winter.
Okay.
And I had 3 inches of bark mulch around it. So
gotcha.
It's either dig them up and store them in your basement or crawl space, and replant in the spring. I think if you leave them there, they're gonna freeze and die.
So you just dig them up and take all the dirt off and clean them up a little bit, and then what? You dry them out?
I don't even clean off the dirt. I dig them up. I put them in like a great box that's got some wood on it, and throw some peat moss around it. And I figured that the soil around the roots is gonna prevent it from drying out as quickly. So dig them up, shake some soil off, put them in a box, cover it with peat, and store it on the floor in your basement. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the #1 selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to RadiusGarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special. And when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. And they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com. Code PARENT.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We've had some good rain. And for those of you that live near the beach, if you're within even a half an hour drive of the ocean, we had a nor'easter yesterday. And that drove the seaweed out of the water onto the beaches. So if you've got a soil that's got a lot of sand in it or it's got a lot of clay, go to the beach, pick up the seaweed, and if you don't have time, just lay it right on top of the garden right now. And then in the spring, rototill it in. It will add organic matter. It will help the soil, sandy soils, to retain moisture, and clay soils will help to break it apart. So you give that a try. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Richard on the line, who's calling about blackberries.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. When I was younger, I spent summers up in Maine, and I can never forget walking along to a wild blackberry bush. I don't know how they ever got there, late in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, and the sun was beating down, and these big, warm blackberries were absolutely delicious. And what yes. I'm curious about is I've never seen them for sale at a garden store. I don't know how. I'm thinking about planting them, and I want to know what you can tell me about blackberries and what's the best way to take care of them? Just let them grow wild like I found used to find them, or should we cultivate them like raspberries?
If you cultivate them like raspberries, they're going to be more productive, and they're going to grow bigger. And if you go on the Internet, you can find raspberry plants that you can buy. On my website, I have a section that has seed catalogs in it. And there are some seed catalogs that are listed that will also do fruit trees and berries and nuts and things like that. And they'll send you a free catalog, or you can go online and look at their online catalog. But blackberries like that, you can buy. Or what you can do is, if you come up to Maine and you see where the raspberries are growing, then you could dig some of those up and transplant them to your house, because they do send out runners that will get, the clump will get bigger and bigger. But it's, I'm sure that there are a lot of nurseries that don't sell them because people say, oh, I want just raspberries. I don't want the blackberries. Like you, I love the wild black raspberries. And if they're put under cultivation, just like regular red or golden raspberries, they will be a lot more productive. So
when do you
check it out.
You plant them in the spring?
You plant them in March, April, May, something like that. And if you order them through like a mail order catalog, they will ship them to you bare root. They'll come in like a plastic bag. The root ball will be wrapped with some sphagnum peat moss around them so that they don't dry out. And what they're going to send you, it looks just like a stick. Looks like a little stick with a root system on them, and you put them about 2.5 feet apart, between two and two and a half feet apart, in rows, and they'll send out all kinds of runners. You won't get too much the first year, but once it's caught, they will produce like crazy. And as long as every year you prune out the older branches to stimulate a lot of new growth, it will get thicker and thicker and thicker. But March, April, May, very, very easy, Richard. It's very easy to do. If you can grow strawberries, you can grow the black raspberries.
That sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Jared, can we – no, we're gonna run out of time. I want to one more time ask you, if you get a chance, go to my website – paulparent.com. I want you to sign up for the free newsletter. The newsletter is coming out Thanksgiving week, which is like a week and a half away. And there'll be a lot of great information. It's free. There's no charge to you. Just go to paulparent.com. On the bottom of the front page, you'll see a little block, and it says sign up for it. You just put in your email address, hit submit. And Thanksgiving week, which is only a couple of weeks away now, the newsletter will come, and it'll be different every single week. There'll be recipes, there'll be trivia, and all kinds of great articles, and we're going to ask for your input also. So get a chance, go to the website, and have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.